Good evening. I'd like to welcome you all to the regular meeting of the Planning and Land Use Commission, the Town of Castle Valley. It is Thursday, May 7th, 2026. It is now 6:32 p.m. This meeting will be a hybrid meeting held electronically by Zoom and also in person at the anchor site of the town building. And I'd like to welcome our new Planning and the Land Use Commission clerk, Debbie. Thank you for being here and joining us and leading out as a new person on the meeting. I'm going to ask that you do roll call. This is the call to order for the public hearing regarding proposed amendments to ordinances 85-3 and 95-6. To comply with Utah State Code HB 48, House Bill 48, regarding fire risks within the designated wildland urban interface areas within the town boundaries. And now if we could do a roll call for the public hearing.
I can do it. Okay. So we have Brian Anderson, co-chair. Thursday Horner, co-chair, Jamie Tufts, Jasmine Duncan, and I'm sorry, I have to run me first name.
Egmont
Horner, and Faelene Ross, and Debbie Festa.
Pam.
Oh, it's and Pam and Bob, and CJ King.
And who is the C?
That is part of, I think that's C, part of CJ.
Good afternoon or good evening. My name is CJ King. I just moved into the valley and I just wanted to learn. So my wife sent me this and said, take a listen. So here I am. Nice to meet you all.
Bye.
Nice to have you here, CJ.
Welcome to the valley.
Yeah. Hope you like it.
Thank you. Yeah. We love it.
Who else is joined by
CJ? Thank you.
Okay. Did we miss anybody? Are there any other people online?
That's cool.
She.
Or
maybe.
She is
someone.
DJ.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much. No. Roll call. We now have an agenda item number 2 for open public comment. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak to the Planning and Land Use Commission about WUI in our public hearing? Anyone online? There's a hand, Pam or Bob?
Yeah, hang on a second. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you for the opportunity. Nothing earth-shaking except to say that thanks for putting my mind at rest, our mind at rest, that the whole town isn't under this WUI designation. The other thing I noted, or we noted, was there might be a typo in the lots that are listed. It gives a parcel number for 09000000367, and then to the right of it, it says lot 360, and I think you might, maybe that's supposed to be lot 367, because 360 is Bob Call's place in the upper 80, if I'm not mistaken.
Well,
thank you, Pam, for that clarification. Faelene?
I might say that sometimes the lot numbers are slightly off from the parcel numbers. And Jocelyn had, gone and carefully looked at all the county maps, and I think even talked with someone there to get these numbers. But we can certainly make a note to check and confirm that and make sure that it's not a mistake.
Where's that map?
Thank you for that clarification.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to dig deep and look myself, add more info. But thanks.
But appreciate the heads up. Thank you, Pam.
Yeah. Would you like to share the meeting packet for people to look at it and see what Pam was talking about?
Well, here.
We could bring that up on the screen.
Would it help to bring that up on the screen, ma'am?
The number.
for us and everyone to look at.
Yeah, it's a little table with about three or four lines on it.
It's in 80, it's right at the front, it's in 85-3.
Oh.
And it's your third page there. I think we might have put the map first, so what's below that? We would want this page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah.
So that is the table on the screen that Pam was referring to.
Yeah, it's a little confusing that, you know, on the left-hand side it says parcel number, and then on the right it's the lot number, and it's, I'm not sure that you're, I guess you're saying that the parcel number corresponds to the CVRR lot numbers.
Not always. That's no. What Bailey okay. was mentioning.
Right, okay.
We found some discrepancies in the...
We'll
scan
them out. We'll verify.
Okay, we are holding a letter that was sent to us as a flock, and I'll read that aloud for the record. It's dated May 6, 2026, from Diane Ackerman. I'm writing about the Wildland Urban Interface Modifications HB 48 bill. My understanding of the bill is that it creates new standards, assessments, and fees to manage wildlife in Wildland Urban Interface, WUI. Utah Forest, Fire, and State agencies should be applauded for establishing a proactive approach, presumably to protect homeowners and provide fair homeowner insurance relationship. If Utah counties and fire departments are to receive the tax monies from this HB 48 bill, it would follow they would be involved with education of citizens. With a high risk of wildfire in Castle Valley, I have received abundant advice and information in the past from Castle Valley Fire Department with regard to wildlife landscape preparedness and readiness. I've been actively cleaning, cutting, and removing flammable vegetation from our property on a yearly basis. I support HB 48 and want to learn more about what citizens can do to prepare. I hope to attend tomorrow's public hearing on this issue. Thank you for your time and effort. Cheers, Diane Ackerman. Thank you, Diane. Is there any further public comment? Hearing none? Seeing none? Ready to take a motion?
I would move that we push this on to the town council with a double check on
We don't do that during the public hearing, but under the agenda item below.
Yeah. So what are we moving forward right now?
Well, we're just ending the public hearing.
I move we adjourn the public hearing on 85-3 and 95-6.
Second that.
Motion to adjourn, Dorje. Second, Janie. Let's take a vote. Dorje?
Aye.
Janie?
Aye.
Brian, aye. This public hearing is adjourned at 6:41. I'd like to call to order our regular meeting of the Castle Valley Planning and Land Use Commission. We've already done roll call. It's the same members who are here. And audience members who are here, as we can see. So, agenda item number one, adoption of the agenda. Need a motion to adopt the agenda as written, unless there are changes.
I, Janie, make a motion to approve the agenda for today, Thursday, May 7th, 2026.
Motion, Janie.
I'll second.
Second, Dorje. Take vote. Janie.
Aye.
Dorje.
Aye.
Brian. Aye. The agenda has been adopted as written.
Hey, Ryan. When you have all of your members present in person, you don't have to do roll votes.
When we have all of them present?
Yeah.
But we don't.
You don't have anybody online.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's only if it's somebody's online.
I see. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. I say that. Just
save
you a minute.
Yeah, it might be too. I appreciate that. It seems super redundant.
Yes.
Is that the open public comment?
That was not the open public comment. Yes, sorry.
No, I appreciate that. Is there anyone who wishes to speak from the public at this PLUC meeting? Hearing none? Seeing none, we'll move to agenda item number 3, approval of the minutes from the April 2nd, 2026 regular meeting of the Planning and Land Use Commission.
I move that we approve the minutes as written.
I'll second that.
Motion Dorje, second Janie. All in favor say aye.
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 The agenda has been, or the minutes have been approved.
You didn't want me to say aye.
All right. See that. Okay. Is there any correspondence, Faileen or Debbie, for the PLUC beyond what we've just read?
No.
Thank you. Move to building permit agent report. Colleen is not online, correct? But we do have her report in hand. Do you want to take a minute to look at that? Yeah. Should have a paper copy.
Looks like this.
Yeah. Georgia, do you have a question?
Not one.
Oh, okay. You've moved ahead.
Yeah. I'm good with this. So I don't have any questions. So,
Jane?
Oh, I'm just
perusing.
Jane, what's going on with neighbors and others?
Yeah.
I didn't know that Eric Trent Beth lived down here.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he doesn't. He's got a permit for residents. Oh, 2-bedroom septic. It's all good to me.
George,
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
No questions or concerns.
Thank the Colleen for getting that information to us. We have no questions, so let's move on.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
You have paper copies of the Water Advisory Council meeting from April 6, 2026, and summarized on that report, the priority action reports, the water management plan priority action list. Since I just got these printed off today, if you have any questions, we can address them later, unless you have a question right now. It was really interesting at this meeting. We had quite a contingent of community members attending this meeting. for the first time.
What's that, please?
They had good questions, and John and David Early were able to address those questions to their satisfaction. I stand for questions if you have them right now, or I can answer them later. I will not be attending the upcoming Water Advisory Council meeting on Monday because I'm going to be in Fargo with my sister, and we won't be in a static place, you know, traveling by car looking for trolls.
For what?
Trolls. My sister is on a journey to see these trolls that are being built in communities all over internationally.
Mm-hmm.
They're community projects. That's what we ought to get them out here.
But if you check the county council meeting packets, Sarah has the water committee draft minutes in our packets by our meeting, if you're interested.
She does.
Do you think that you need to be writing up a report too? If those minutes are available?
Well, can do both.
Yeah.
You know, those minutes are pretty extensive. Mine are more of a summary.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Either way. I'm happy to do either way. But yes, those minutes came out, 2 days ago, I think, from Sarah. And they do cover comments and individuals who made comments. And they're more informative than the summaries. Right? So if there are no questions, let's move on. Procedural matters. Do you want to cover that, Aileen?
I was just going to ask. I know that Ryan, you and Dorje can access your emails, all right. I wonder, Dave, do you have any problems accessing them or downloading documents?
No, I don't have any problems.
Right. Okay.
Calling.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My mom's gonna check.
Are you not getting responses?
I know Marie still can't open her emails, although Colleen was going to work with her, so I was going to ask her if that was working, but she's not.
I sent it out, my help.
Yeah, right. We're doing that.
Maybe she needs Colleen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, and Colleen may have already contacted her. I was just going to see if it was working for everyone.
With my computer, and she helped me a great deal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
Got coins. Very, very helpful. Thank you, Phelan. There is no new business, so let's move to agenda item number 5, unfinished business discussion and possible action regarding amendments to ordinances 85-3 and 95-6 to comply with Utah State HB 48 regarding fire risks within designated wildland urban interface mowing areas within the town boundaries.
You know, we can push it to the town council, correct?
Well, I might bring up a couple of things.
Yeah.
Do you want to make any kind of comment about what Pam brought up about the parcel number and the lot number on that first line there?
Yes, I was going to say something along the lines of let's double check that those
confirm that that is correct. All right.
I believe the parcel number is correct. The translation over into the Castle Valley River Ranch House numbers may not have been just correct.
There's a few lots that in Castle Valley that are like that. So, yeah, right.
Just make sure that we have the right ones.
Okay.
Thank you, Trisha.
Right. And then on 95-6, there's actually two versions here. Do you want to bring that up, Ryan? Point those out.
Well, I think one also includes the sample changes for copy the different sorted on me.
Yeah, the first one. Yeah.
One is just Wooey, and then the other one is... So there's three actual changes that are the Wooey changes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, these are the two different... These are the two different... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to choose one of these ads.
Yeah, and here's the provenance on those. On 95-6, there was only one change made, and... that would be the one that was on top. It's on the back of the page. And after the first paragraph, property within the wildland urban interface, WUI zone, as described in Ordinance 85-3, is subject to current Utah State WUI building code. And then the other one below that, where at the top it says suggestions from Colleen Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to page 2, she has a more, you know, just sort of amplified version of that. Property within the wildland urban interface, WUI zone, as described in Ordinance 85-3, is subject to current Utah Wildland Urban Interface Code, adopted as a construction code under the Utah State Construction Code pursuant to Utah Code Title 15A.
So that reads with a little more specificity. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
there was discussion too about not ever giving an actual code title.
I don't
right,
think it was
in
necessarily
case it change.
A title.
Yeah.
It was that we didn't want to copy-paste whatever they have in their bill or their legislation here, because if they change it later, we may be at conflict.
Mm-hmm.
By saying that just under Title 15A, because title is a much higher hierarchy than the code itself,
mm-hmm.
I think that should cover it. And it's like if somebody's reading through this, it's going to be much easier for them to find the actual state information off of Colleen suggested.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
One, the only typo I see in here is that there is a unended parenthesis for pursuant to Utah Code Title 15.
So you need an
unended parenthesis there. At the very end of the edit.
Did you get that? Thank you.
Otherwise, I'd say we go with the Queen suggested one, but that's just my personal opinion on it.
I would agree with that.
Okay. And then also in that version, it includes the rest, but you had also discussed at the last meeting about, you know, her maybe adding some lines about the land use disturbance.
One of those added in it, and it looked good.
Yes, that second one that just is suggestions from Colleen, and there were two places where she added something.
Page 5 in 95-6, in one of the changes.
And I think page 4.
Yes.
F, submission requirements for land disturbance review, shall include F, payment of land disturbance review fee, waived for building permit associated projects.
Is that new? I think that was still there.
Oh, no. It's up. Right,
yeah,
at the
1.3
at that first paragraph. I knew there was something on this page.
Right.
A preliminary questionnaire shall determine the level of oversight required, and she has that preliminary questionnaire in the packet tonight for you to review and approve.
Yeah.
And then on page 5, the second paragraph down, E.
Yes.
One more. Follow-up inspections to ensure satisfactory progress and or completion.
Yeah, both of those make sense to me. It's
Right, and that would just...
Essentially clarifying what we've been.
Uh-huh, and the two forms.
Okay. Did you see the...
Yes, there's some pink five.
I'm on it.
Oh, okay, great.
those changes in things have been on. Yeah. Huh. Any other questions, concerns before we make a motion? Gotcha. Let me
sure, right?
Yep. I, Gorjay, move that we push the changes in 85-3 and 95-6 to the town council using Colleen's suggested edits using Title 15A with the addition of a parentheses in that one.
I will second that.
And further discussion. And confirming.
Further discussion to the motion. Motion, Dorje. Second, Janie. Is there further discussion to the motion? Baylene, you have a comment?
And confirming, did you include that? Confirming the parcel and plot number?
Oh, no. That is a good point. Yes, confirm that the parcel and plot numbers are the ones that we intended to use.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's 369%. Yeah, that's closer. It's been moved and seconded that we make those changes as recommended by Pauline and including those suggested changes recommended by Pam Hackney. Is there any further discussion to the motion? Hearing none, seeing none. Take a vote. All in favor? Say aye.
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 Any opposed? Aye. Any opposed?
No.
None? Okay. Motion to pass.
Yeah. Then I think you should designate who is going to make that confirmation. Who do you want to?
On the lot number?
Yeah. Who do you want to do that?
I'll go to the court tomorrow.
Debbie to do it.
That verification and that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Jenny, for taking care of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I believe most of it would pull off the Grand County assessor's online map. I think that's where most of it came from. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Baylene, for bringing that up. We're down to agenda item number 6, discussion and possible action regarding other amendments to ordinances 85-3 and or 95-6.
That would be the land reserve stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I move that we approve the amendments to ordinances 85-3 and or 95-6 as presented.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the amendments to 85-3 and or 95-6. Is there any further discussion for the motion? Move to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Agenda item number 7. Discussion and possible action regarding the 2026 general plan.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Please.
Were your item 6 changes part of your public hearing or not?
And did we mention it in the public hearing?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, we talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Page 5 and on page 4 make the additional changes
part of the public hearing. It was put in the packet, but we didn't. I don't think we discussed.
We didn't discuss it.
So would we need to nullify that?
If you're going to make changes to your land use code, you have to go to public hearing.
Okay.
It should have been part of your public hearing. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
That was the point of doing it all together, so that it was all posted for the public hearing.
Was it all posted, though?
It was all posted. It's just that
during the actual public hearing, we did not discuss land disturbance. I couldn't.
And actually, this came in, I think, after.
Yeah,
did this one get after the
sent out with the meeting packet when we posted for the meeting
on
Tuesday night?
Just the worry stuff.
Yeah,
I think it's just that
worry stuff. It's on the agenda.
The, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because it's in the meeting packet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So both of these were included, you know, in the
but
the meeting
packet.
But
we needed to discuss it in public hearing and say it in the public hearing. And because we did that, we need to nullify our vote on item 6. For the land of startup stuff.
Or so your agenda for the public hearing didn't really include anything other than the House Bill 48 changes.
Well,
no,
right.
Although the information did go out in the past.
The safest bet is to nullify the vote, and all the land disturbance stuff is nothing critical that needs to be in there right now.
Absolutely.
So we're better off just nullifying that vote. I'm not sure exactly how we would do that, but nullifying that vote, and then whenever we deal with 85-3 and or 95-6 again, that is the time to have those edits.
Okay, but if you, if you're going to exclude those changes regarding the land use disturbance activity, then doesn't the rest of that vote stand? Because you did have the public hearing for the WUI.
Yes.
Documents in the map, so that part is
good. The movie stuff is good because that was under item number 5.
Item 6. Yeah.
So it's item number 6 that we could revisit, motion to revisit the decision.
Oh, okay. But there's,
Well,
we could just go back and revisit that amendment or that item.
Yes, okay.
I,
Laura J., move that we revisit item number 6 under unfinished business. Discussion and possible action for 95-395-6.
Motion to revisit item number 6, Dorje.
I'll second that.
Second, Janie. All in favor, say aye.
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 It's unanimous. Let's revisit.
Due to the lack of public hearing on the land disturbance activity changes, I move that we table item number 6 or remove it from the agenda for future select meetings until we decide to deal with it for other reasons.
Motion to table, Dorje.
I'll second it, Janie.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. This agenda item has been tabled to future meeting. Thanks for bringing that up there.
Okay.
I get the good thumb on top. Big thumbs up for that one. Thank you. Now we're to agenda item number 7. We've already had the motion, right?
For
a discussion possible action on the general plan.
It's not tabled, so I don't think we need to have a motion for.
Yeah.
Or are we approving it?
You don't need to open it if it's not tabled.
Okay. So, did you have some things that you wanted to mention to us?
Well, yes. And so, this document that you have in front of us has been moved from Google Docs to a Word document, and Colleen has, you know, getting it formatted. You know, from making that change, she still needs to get maybe some of the footers, maybe need some work, and the table of contents have to be renumbered once we know what order everything is going to be in. But what is mostly highlighted in this document are the things that were changed since the last meeting. We had some, you know, unanswered questions there. So the rest of it is, you know, reworded as it would appear, and we'd like to ask everybody, you know, to start reading through this document, to proofread it, and to make sure all of the sections make sense. You know, if we haven't left any loopholes or whatever between things that got changed, spelling.
I read through the structural. I wasn't sure if you wanted me to start doing that kind of stuff.
Right.
If you want me to, I can.
Right. Or you know, we can make one more final copy. But let's just kind of. Oh, I think it shows up here. There's a couple of places where it's highlighted in the first few pages up here. And it's just when it was transferred from
page 21 through.
But there's something. There's just a few things before then.
That you wanted to go over.
Well, there's some things that are highlighted. Just one sentence or so. Oh,
it's in
section 3 for housing, so we may not be there yet. I thought it was at the very beginning, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know what page that. Okay, here it is. Housing, the second paragraph, where there is again a split low level of support. I'm not sure what that's supposed to be. Is referring to up here.
I think it's the 31 and 31. That's
understanding
of it.
So I don't know. Yeah. We need to decide what the wording is going to be there. There is a split between low level of support overall and I don't know. How do you think we need to correct that sentence?
Me reading through it, I don't see any issue, but somebody else does.
Well, there is, again, a split low level of support.
What about if you put a comma after split?
Oh, there is, again, a split comma.
Okay. I don't know that
definitely.
There is, again, a split. It could be a colon, low level of support overall, and... Okay. For public transportation to and from and for and, which is an increase from previous surveys.
I'm sorry, I'm just kind of confused with the issue as it is, as it.
Read it out loud.
There is again a split low level of support overall for public transportation to and from MoCA.
Okay.
And you could hyphenate it, you could put some kind of something in there, but.
Okay.
Well,
I don't know. When Dorje reads it, it sounds makes sense.
And that's how I would read it in my head too.
Like he said. Okay.
It out loud, right?
All right.
I don't think a semicolon works there.
No.
Necessarily, but because
the only things I could think that might work is either a comma or a hyphen.
Correct.
But I don't think either is really necessary to...
A hyphen might work better than
that. Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't think it's necessary.
I don't either. It's split.
Okay, there is again a split low level. Okay, split is...
He's the English teacher.
It's just adjective.
Yeah. He was an English teacher.
It's just a description of low level of support, the split level of support.
Okay.
All right. Well, then we'll just take the highlight out and leave that. Okay, then on page 14, there was... Go on and see it. Just go to bed. Is that page 14? Because I think there was a small thing. Oh, numbers 3 and 4. All right. So that, let's see what happened there. Donald improve the course of policies prohibiting the alteration of natural drainages by requiring approval for any building or surface alteration. And the town will recreate regulations for group homes for the disabled because such homes are required by federal law. Is that correct, Jasmine? Because that might be, Colleen, I think, said something about that, that she didn't think that would apply to us, or she didn't know.
Yeah, well, you're required to allow group homes, yes.
Yeah, for the disabled.
The change you could make there is something along the lines of, because such homes are required to be allowed by federal law.
Yeah, not that we're required to have some.
Yeah, if I read this as is, it's like we're required to have one, and that's not the case.
They're just, we're not allowed to deny them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are required to allow them. Yes. Are required to allow them by federal law.
So allow between, for them.
Allow
for them. For them.
And just to interject that in between required and by federal law.
Okay. And do you see any problem with three? I don't know if Colleen had highlighted that for some reason.
The only change that I would like even think would be possible in there would be switching around town easements and or drainage channels. Because in this order, one could argue that you're trying to say town drainage channels, which is not what we're going for.
Oh, okay.
But that's the only thing I can think that's...
So just flip-flop those?
Yeah. That's the only questionable thing, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Okay.
Did you get that change? Switching drainage channels in front of town easements and put town easements after the and or.
Seems logical.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's harder to misunderstand it.
From the
on drainage channel and or.
All right. So then we can go to page 20. I believe it'd be page 20. It's section 6, fire protection, existing conditions, fire department.
Sure.
Let's see. But we're going to be right at the top of the section. And that's wastewater and what? Okay, maybe we're just not there yet. Keep going down.
21 is where
I'm at. Right here. Fire department. And that's at the end. Okay, stop right there. Okay, that next to the last paragraph, Castle Valley is in a wildland urban interface. So that was new. I think Jasmine helped write that.
Thanks.
I don't remember exactly who did it. So does that read all right to you? We didn't have anything in the document about this.
Yeah.
All right. And then below that in the last paragraph, the percentages were just this and the sentence on the next page just kind of summarized up to the survey. Survey found that 40% of the respondents have had such an inspection, firewise inspection. And on to the next page. An increase of over 20% since 2019. And some of these property owners may be aware of FireWise prevention strategies, but I think it's, and then the part at the same time, over 95% of respondents to the 2025 survey indicated that fire prevention is a higher medium concern
a slight increase from the 2019 survey. So that was a new sentence just reflecting the survey results.
Good. Yeah. Definitely fine with all that.
And then if we go to the second paragraph under emergency preparedness, okay, there was a huge middle cut out of that. The first sentence was in the previous one, but it said, within Castle Valley in the old one, three people are trained as EMS responders, and the local responders do not transport patients, blah, blah, blah. But we don't have those people out here any longer. So the fire department, suggested deleting those two sentences. And then the last sentence about the helicopter was left in there from the previous one.
Well, I think that's all accurate. The only thing I'd change in this section is put a space between 60 and minutes in the first sentence.
Oh, all right. Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can see.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yes. Great. And then the first line of the third paragraph is just updating or just clarifying the updates. You know, there was a hazard mitigation plan developed in 2015. It was updated in 2020 and again in 2025. So that just makes that more current. And then we go to page,
23.
Maybe it's the next page, policies, right? I think it's policies number 4. So Jocelyn rewrote this policy for us to reflect the CWPP. It replaced, and there was already a paragraph about the CWPP, but this makes it more current.
Yeah, and covers the HB 48 changes.
Oh, okay, this is where that yellow highlight is. I think that's supposed to be encourage property owners to take advantage of special service, and that's somehow got mistakenly left out. And then 5-6. So there was a policy in the previous one, again, about EMS availability, and that policy was dropped. And so we went from 7 policies to 6. And then go on to government concern. I think it's maybe page 26, right before the graph. Farther down. Okay, right there. So this is where we talked about the budget numbers. And so Tori and Jocelyn, I don't know if you were involved, rehashed, this whole thing and came up with talking about the average budget over the last 5 years and then also discussing how capital projects fit in. But it's more representative, we thought, than having a big number of $786,000.
Well, it was totally less representative because it's the next 1 year when we're going to have a budget.
Yeah. Right. And so anyway, so they reworked those numbers for us. And
this is very clear.
Yeah. So. So we finally, did hear from some of those.
Well, it's a better reflection of the average of what we do.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
Right. Yeah, it makes things really misleading and scary to have that huge number in there and then say, oh, yes, and we're going to ask for a tax increase.
And we have repeatedly hoped for more clarity and education where we stand.
Uh-huh.
This functions that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In fact, all of these additions, both what you have written, Mayor, and Jocelyn wrote in this edition here,
mm-hmm.
Are all very helpful.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So were those?
That's it.
So with that changes, it's ready for a public hearing?
Well,
I think the town council does the public hearing, right? On this, and we do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They can do another one, I think, if they want, but no, the planning commission has to do it.
The land use authority.
Yeah. Yes, the general plan land use.
Yeah.
The general plan is a requirement by the state.
Yeah.
One reason we're actually required to have a planning commission.
Yeah.
And there were.
I move that we push the general plan update to a public hearing at our next Planning and Land Use Commission meeting.
Which is the first Thursday in
June. I think it's the 6th.
Already?
Yeah, I think it's June 6th.
After you put me 26?
That puts us pretty consistent with the timeline that we've had.
A little bit. I think it will be the 11th, because the first Thursday in June is the 4th.
Oh, okay. Maybe you're
right. But that's not too long.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's not 4th of July.
Oh, yeah, it's not July.
It's just a new holiday, really.
Yeah, you fell from winter.
Well, this is, you went back to June, and this 6th, right?
June is the 4th. It'll be the 4th of June, not the 4th of July.
Correct. Okay, and it wasn't the 6th.
Okay.
Independent.
Okay. Do we need to add the date to the motion to have it accepted?
No.
Okay. We do need to type up.
Well, tomorrow after I confirm this parcel number and lot number.
Mm-hmm.
Should I be in touch with you?
Well, you can just, be in touch with either
one
of us.
You can email email, right?
Yeah, just email the planning clerk at, castlevalleyutah.com.
Right.
And then, we'll probably both see it. But that way, Debbie can move on with updating that.
So we'll have
to post this early, and that will have to be ready to post, 10 days before, like we did this past public hearing.
No, it's
I looked that up. It didn't have to. Just the 10 calendar days was fine. Another interesting thing that I saw looking at these noticing deadlines were that if you had one public hearing and then you were going to hold another one on the same thing, like you continued it to the next month, you didn't have to post it early. You could just post the second public hearing the day before, like we do all of our meetings. I don't know that we've ever had to have two public hearings in a row for the same thing. But it's, interesting.
No. So we'll have two things.
Where are we at with the schedule with Wooly?
No, in tape.
We're waiting to receive it from you.
We won't touch it. Mess.
So it'll be on our agenda for the 20th. Every month.
We could include it there. Usually. Which we should have done this.
And discussing possibly the public hearing on the other thing would be put aside. So we need a second on the motion to move this to a public hearing.
Did you already make the motion?
Yes.
Oh, I'll second that. Sorry.
Moved by Thursday, seconded by Jamie, to move our 2026 general plan to a public hearing on June 4th, our next meeting.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Been approved, and leads us to agenda item number 8, which is number 9 on our sheet. Discussion and possible action regarding updates to the land use application form in order to align with changes in procedure and recent amendments to 85.3 and 95.6.
This has been tabled. I wanted to ask a few questions before we untable this. I'm not sure if we need the changes in 95-6 and 85-3 regarding the land disturbance and activity stuff to make it match with the forms that have been shown to us. So I'm not sure if we need that before we can do that.
If she updated the form to reflect the changes that you were trying to pass, then you should probably wait on the form.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And is it possible to move back to item 6 and put that in with a public hearing for the general plan update?
And if you're already posting a public hearing, it would make sense to get it posted.
Okay. But we're
going to have to hold separate, though.
Separate public meetings.
Yes. Hearing.
At the same meeting.
So we would have a public hearing listed twice.
Yes.
Yeah, it can't be WUI and land use.
Right, merged.
But. Okay.
Well, you already did WUI, so it would be your general plan and your land use changes.
Yes.
Your
right. So when will be, right. Okay.
With the WUI, we may have been able to kind of combine them just because it's changes to 85-3 and 95-6, but the general plan is completely set.
Yeah, right. We're not doing that. Yes.
But when it is separate issues, it's really better to separate.
Yeah, have two separate comment periods.
So, if I can, this time, would it be possible to make a motion to revisit item number 6? Or I'm making a motion to revisit item number 6 again.
Motion to revisit item numbers, agenda item number 6. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Go ahead.
I will now move that we put item number 6 and the changes therein to a public hearing for our next Block meeting on June the 4th.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor? Or any further discussion?
Yeah, but it's will be specific as only those two changes that are going to be discussed at the public hearing. Can't add any other changes.
Yeah.
And there are not isn't anything in 85-3, so I don't know whether you could just.
We could just do 95-3.
We could just change it to amendments to 95.
Yeah, so it's not much more than
that. Right. And then,
keep it simple.
Right.
So I need to remove. I move that we move item number 6 and exclusively the 95-6 changes regarding land disturbance activities to a public hearing on June 4th. Our next meeting.
Motion Dorsey, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second Jane, all in favor say aye.
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 Item number 6 is done. Item 8, I think we would just leave table because we don't have the reflected changes in the order.
So we don't have 8, do we?
No,
it's labeled 9, but 8 is missing.
Oh, next numbering.
So, there is no need for a closed meeting, but I'd like to take a point of personal privilege.
Oh, go for it.
You can just for a second. So with only a 3 hiatus,
the thing which all things fell apart. You have been a stalwart for as long as I can remember.
Well, thank you. Well, it's my pleasure and honor to work with the Planning Commission. I've learned so much and worked with a lot of great people. So,
yeah, thank you for all your...
So thank you so much. Oh, that's wonderful.
So, we don't have signatures from all of us, but...
Oh, that's a nice card. Who made that?
Her name is Birgette Viaquite. She's a paper maker and card maker in Vermont.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, you have to frame that one.
Wow. Right. I have some paper that Susan Roche made. This right next to it.
Yeah,
right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
As I told Debbie, I will, still be available and around to, help and assist and answer questions and we'll see if I'm tempted to attend a Pluck meeting, but I didn't. But I will be out of town for a while.
Well, we may be calling on you occasionally.
Right. Feel free to call. Right.
Yeah. You have educated decades of us.
How
long have you been doing this?
Well, I think I started the clerk's job maybe in 2008 or 2009, and then I took off for, 3 years, so maybe it is 20 by now.
When everything went down.
Before that, I started as the permit agent, and then the clerk job came up, and I did both of those for a long time. Then we found another good person to take that one on. But I really enjoy working with Debbie, and she has, she's just already primed for this job. Just similar thing with another nonprofit, and so she's familiar with the code and Utah code and how all of this works, and has a lot of great computer skills, and she's maybe a match for you, Dorje. just to bring in AI and different, looking at different ways, bringing the computer use more into, the job. So.
Trainer, I should say.
Not over yet. You may be the first person who's taken on a job here who's getting training. It's not something that usually goes with the job.
No. On the job train. Well, really nice. Thank you so much, Shailene.
Playing by the seat of your pants. Kind of like flying by the seat of your pants.
Yeah,
you probably didn't get training. You just had to learn the job.
The permit agent. I don't know. Mary Beth was the chair. I did get a lot of training from her, a lot of knowledge. And so I would hope to pass that. But maybe I was the first one who did get some training. Pass that on to you.
The past chair, Bill, is quite ill.
I was hearing that. It's been a few days.
Yeah.
So hopefully when you leave on Wednesday, you can fill that travel mug with whatever beverage down the road.
What's in there anyway?
Nice coffee mug. Right.
For all the travel you're doing.
Yes, I know. It'll be very useful. So. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Ready for one final motion?
I'm before you adjourn.
I'll second that.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much.
You all. This will help you clean up all these chairs.
For all the people that see.